97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wow, another huge upset in those primaries yesterday. Get this, in the Florida race with this Venman character who was running, he was endorsed by all the big Democrats. They spent $16 million in the Democrat primary in Florida to get this guy into the top spot in the primary, and he got defeated by a DSA candidate who spent less than $1 million. It's a huge boost to these socialists, but you gotta think there are tremors going through the Democrat Party this morning. Let me get to our guest, Derek Morgan. He's executive vice president there with the Heritage Foundation. Great to have you back, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great.
Yes, sir. What a shocker in Florida there for Venman, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Being outspent and the entire establishment behind him, and then to get defeated pretty soundly, you know, around 55-45. By Angie Nixon, who's a confirmed member of the Democratic Socialists of America. It is shocking. It's a statewide nomination, and this is in a state of Florida that I don't think is going to play too well with the Democratic Socialists of America.
No, not at all. And this is Alexander Venman, wasn't it? Is he the one that I'm talking about here?
Yep. Yeah,
I know he's got a brother who ran too somewhere.
Yeah, this one's Alex Venman. He's the one who testified against the Trump.
Yes,
Trump in the impeachment.
Yep. Right, and now the Democrats were desperate to his opponent. Man, I listened to the Republican candidate down there, the current U.S. senator who was appointed to replace Marco Rubio, and she was just tearing into this lady already. I mean, she wants open borders. She wants to do away with prisons. I mean, she's as wacky left as possible. I can't imagine this is even going to be a race in red Florida, right?
I mean, that's definitely what I'm thinking at this point. And, you know, layered into that is the fact that the DSA just last week praised Fidel Castro on his 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And they denounced Marco Rubio as genocidal. And Marco Rubio, of course, was a very popular senator down there. And here you have someone who's a verified member of the DSA. So it's not lining up too well for the Democrats in Florida in that way.
These establishment Democrats have tried to separate themselves from the DSA agenda, saying we don't support that. And, you know, if they are who you support, then we're not going to be part of it, yada, yada, yada. But I'm starting to wonder, do you really feel that way? Or are you saying that publicly because you kind of want to separate yourself from that, thinking it's not popular enough, but that secretly they do support that agenda, that if these guys are elected, they're going to start shifting that direction?
You know, that's kind of where my head's at as well. If you look at Wisconsin, we had that weird poll, non-poll, apparently was completely fabricated, saying that Hong was way ahead, who was the farthest left candidate. But the person who replaced her on the ballot is no, you know, no moderate Democrat either. There's not all that much difference between the two. So it's, I think in part, it's sort of the vibe, right? Are you a DSA? Do you have Che Guevara posters and T-shirts, or do you have a moderate masking? That seems to be more the difference at this point.
It really does. Derek Morgan with us from the Heritage Foundation. No, can we trust polling anymore? I mean, honestly, after that case with Hong, and I remember back to the last presidential election when there was some poll that stood out, all the media jumped all over it that somehow Kamala Harris was up in Iowa, and then she just got trounced. And this morning, there's a poll showing the Democrat candidate for governor in Iowa right now has an 8 or 9 point lead over the Republican, and they haven't had a Democrat governor there since 2006 or something like that. I mean, I just wonder, I haven't had a call from a pollster in years. Who are they polling?
You know, some of these outfits are fly by night for sure. This one in Wisconsin, apparently they're now saying it was an op. You know, it was kind of, they set it up to see if they could influence the vote. They never even polled anybody. But I think this is more what we're going to see in the age of AI, where it's quite plausible to put something forward that on the surface looks legitimate. Everything from polling to deep fakes. And it's really incumbent on each of us to make sure that we're following, you know, reputable people that we trust regarding polling and AI and everything else in this environment.
Yeah. You know, I was driving down to Arkansas the other day, and I'm on the highway, and I don't, I'm guilty of this. I'm going to admit it. Every time I would pass a truck driver with an out-of-state plate. I wondered if where they got their commercial driver's license. Trump administration's tried to crack down on this, and they're being challenged by all the blue states, right?
They are. It's amazing. And this is something the DOT has had access to this database for a while, but they want to find unqualified truck drivers, including illegal immigrants. And they're saying, if you don't share this data with us for us to look into this, then we're going to withhold some funding. Now you have 21 Democrat-leaning states that are suing on it, and D.C. And that includes some in the middle of the country, certainly Michigan and Minnesota, Illinois, a lot of them, as you would expect, on the East and West Coast. But look, we can't have illegal immigrants driving across our nation's roadways, especially as we've seen so many horrific accidents.
Yeah, with thousands and thousands of pounds of metal that they're driving as well and killing people in some cases. Derek Morgan, thank you for your time as always. We'll talk next week.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Kwame Raoul, the Illinois Attorney General, is leading that fight to protect the information of CDL licensees. It's just amazing. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.